Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Now, with the Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, set to table a revised 2025 budget this week, in fact, on Wednesday, the fiscal spotlight, I guess, again, is once on value-added tax, revenue shortfall, and how business is going to be asked to carry a lot more of the load. So in that respect, I'm joined now by Kabelo Motloetsi, who is a tax specialist at Latita Africa, to explore what Wednesday's budget could really mean for South African companies and taxpayers. So, Kabelo, I guess the big question is, if not value-added tax, government has got to look elsewhere to plug the fiscal gap. What's next? Corporate taxes, more compliance measures? What's next in line, do you think?
Yes, thank you for having me on the show. It would go without saying that government would need to fund the shortfall from the VAT reversal in some other means, and we are anticipating that we could see an increase in the corporate income taxes this coming budget.
And that's going to be very difficult for perhaps smaller companies that are already operating on tight margins and fixed forecasts.
Indeed. And also we need to also just be wary that in every business that the return on investment is one of the greatest things that directors will be faced to ensure that they uphold. So in looking at that, should the income tax for corporates be increased? This would automatically mean that they need to up their revenue so that they can actually just meet up with the tax expectations, or they'd have to go an alternative route of actually curbing on their costs. Mostly we see around companies that would be a trim down on their employees or even limiting their new hires for years to come, just so that they're actually keeping up pace with the ROI, their return on investments.
If it's not a focus on corporate South Africa, where else does government look Wednesday to try and plug that gap? It has very few options, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I think one of the, not even a question, but one of the biggest views, it would be also for government also, instead of having anticipating a shortfall on their spending, they should try to actually revisit their expenditure spending and allocations, just to try and maximize with whatever limited budget they're going to be having for the upcoming fiscal year, so that they try to work within their means. And I think one of the biggest things that they had indicated on the last budget was the allocation for SARS to start going on an aggressive campaign to actually collect more on the debt that is outstanding, and also debt that is being undeclared or under the illicit economies.
So inevitably, that's what SARS is going to have to start doing. It's got to look at tightening compliance and even widen perhaps audits as part of a revenue strategy. Does that, if that starts to happen, is that a quick windfall for SARS, do you think? Will more money start flowing into the coffers?
Indeed, it would be more money coming into the fiscus, because of now I think that they're going to be limiting the flow of monies outside, in fact, in the illicit economy. So that would be an up gain on their side. But also, I think they need to also just tread carefully, so that they are not overstepping the boundaries of laws, tax legislations, and hurting the ones that are actually not supposed to be in the limelight for more taxes or more penalties that SARS would actually impose due to these audits.
So what would your company's advice be to chief financial officers in terms of financial modelling going forward? How do they now need to start rethinking their approach and their strategy?
I think it's going to be more of an operational issue, where they need to determine in maintaining the return on investments within their business, that they actually identify and also restructure how their operations are actually being run, in such a sense that they do not increase revenues in a way they actually know that their clients would option for an alternative product, where instead of theirs, because of heightened prices. And also just make sure that with employees, I think it's always that narrow line of walking down to say they need to make employees understand the effects of higher taxes that they would need to pay should they also just not want to cut down on employee costs, given the fact that they need to also just uphold the return on investment. But they need to just reprioritize and make sure that in their financial modeling, I'd say a space needs to be granted for for working together with the company and its employees and making sure that whatever that is desired does not harm the company. If employees would be requesting for higher increases, that it does not in the future harm with regards to taxes that have been raised as well.
Would you agree with me that Wednesday's budget is about substance, obviously, but also about tone? Because the sense is that we've had this VAT reversal. We don't have a really clear indication of Treasury's short-term revenue strategy. And this unpredictable fiscal policy surely undermines investor confidence, particularly when it comes to multinational companies operating in this country.
Yes, indeed. That would be the fact. I think investor confidence would be much greater, would be greater loss because of now, in the absence of government not having a short-term policy and on how they intend to actually make up for the foreseen shortfall from the VAT reversal, it would just put the company, the country in a predicament that foreign investors would lose confidence in our local business and trading. Within our borders.
Is there any chance, do you think, that there might be some movement in personal tax?
In personal taxes, I think there would be an adjustment equitable to the inflation increase. That is just to assist the low-income earning people not to get stuck in the tax bracket creep, where they would be faced with an increase in their salaries. But once there was no movement on the income tax brackets, that would have actually meant that with their increase, they would be slightly required to pay more taxes, thus leaving them with very little disposable income. So we are hoping that they would get some reprieve in that sense, that the tax brackets are increased per the inflation adjustment, so that they also get a little bit extra to actually survive in these tough economic conditions.
I mean, the problem is that we didn't get an indication of that last time around, did we?
Yes, we didn't. That was the tax brackets were not actually adjusted by any percentage in the last budgeting. I think in this coming one, we would need to actually see that coming through.
And just a final one, and maybe a philosophical question more than anything else. Do you think that government is going to be able to balance level between fiscal discipline on the one side and the urgently needed economic support? It is going to be a tightrope walk for the finance minister, and that tightrope is swinging above the waterfall.
That is true indeed. I think it is going to push our government to be proactive in actually addressing the most important and actually prioritizing, as I'd indicated, on expenditure that would not even require them to re-put it again. I think it would be important for them to reprioritize expenditure according to their importance and making sure that service delivery is not something that is just written on paper, but it's something which is actionable, just to ensure that the country and the people are actually getting benefit out of paying taxes. Because of, I think, when you look at it from another perspective, people are bound to evade paying their taxes because of they do not see much of the benefit coming through. So I think accountability within our government holds key in making sure that going forward, that they are able to meet whatever they need to meet.
Well, everything to play for, and we should have a much clearer idea come 3:30, 4:00 on Wednesday afternoon. Kabelo Motloatsi, thank you very much indeed. Tax specialist at Latita Africa, I do appreciate your time tonight.
Ha Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.